When you don't know the answer. Sometimes you get asked a tough question that you don't really have a good answer to. Maybe you do have an answer, but you're not 100% sure. Saying, I don't know, is easy, but ending a conversation with, I don't know, isn't always appropriate. You can use the following phrases so that you're not lying, you don't sound arrogant, and you can still feel like you've contributed to the conversation. Situation. You aren't sure about your answer. Why do you think most people quit going to gym after 3 weeks?
This might not be the best answer, but I think most people who quit after 3 weeks weren't serious to begin with.
You aren't claiming that your information is 100% accurate, but you are still contributing to the conversation in a graceful way. Situation. You aren't knowledgeable. Could you explain this grammar rule to me? I don't get it.
Sure, I might not be the best person to ask about grammar, but let me take a look at it.
You're letting Josh know that you aren't a grammar whiz, but you're still being helpful and friendly. Situation. You just don't know if it's accurate. Is it true that it's common for tiny spiders to crawl into our mouth while we're asleep at night?
I'm not sure, but I think I've seen someone talking about that on YouTube.
You aren't validating or refuting Josh's question about tiny spiders, but you can still carry on with the conversation. Similar expressions. I think I've heard of that before. I think I've seen something like that before. I think I read something about that on a blog. I think I heard someone mentioning that yesterday. Wrap up. So next time you want to answer a question you are not sure about, just use these phrases. This might not be the best answer, but I think I've heard of that before. I might not be the best person to ask, but